Hi, I'm Johannes Sundlo, and you're listening to Full Stack HR. And if you're listening to this on a podcast player, make sure you give us 5 stars or a thumbs up or whatever the rating system is on your podcast player. But that means a lot to me and to the podcast as well. Thank you for that. And last week I published on a Monday, and this week I will post on a Tuesday. And it's not that I'm doing that by accident. I'm simply trying to switch days when I publish here. So from now on, I'll try Tuesdays. And I know that that was sort of unintentional last week, but this week it's intentional. And today's topic is near and dear to my heart. It's easy to get caught up in the negative sentiment that's all over the news now. Everything seems to turn down and there's no future looking movement. And that is not true. And the metaverse is perhaps the most prominent example of this. And the development is rapid, and I'm guessing it will continue over the coming years. Hence why I'm so excited about this area. But enough of that, let's get to it. So exactly 1 year ago, I wrote this article, which I will link in the show notes and also at Full Stack HR. It was last year's article around HR and the metaverse. Following primarily Microsoft and then what's then called Facebook's talks about VR, I thought it was written all over the sky that the next big thing that they would focus on was the metaverse. A couple of weeks later, Facebook announced its name change and the metaverse became the talk of the town. But what has happened since? I mean, beyond everyone writing articles like mine on the HR and the metaverse and saying something in the lines that are on like, HR should start using it. Yes, I'm looking at all of you startups in the HR space trying to generate FOMO content. What should you do and what's in store for HR when it comes to the metaverse? It's time for the now annual metaverse post. And I don't know if it's going to be annual going forward, but I would probably come back to this topic a bit more frequent over the next coming year. But yeah, still, it's time for a big overview of the metaverse. And it's still easy to think that the metaverse and VR, AR, it's just a fad. Like a mosquito that finds its way into your tent, it will hopefully go away if you ignore it long enough. And we could argue around that endlessly, but looking at where the big players are spending their money, I bet it will not only be around, but improve tremendously over the coming years, and eventually become where we spend most of our time. And Microsoft says the technology has the potential to become 100 times better and is a $1 trillion opportunity long term and $100 billion opportunity short term up until 2025. And no wonder they are betting so hard on this space. And no surprise, there's hype around the metaverse as well. You follow the money. But as always, let's look at that hype and what to think and how to think about the future of metaverse in connection to HR, as always, in this podcast or in this newsletter. We start with a short recap of the metaverse and its definition, use cases I've stumbled across for HR, and what the future might have in store. Think of it aspiration and certainly not a handbook. What is even the metaverse? Just as last year, Wikipedia describes the metaverse as the word metaverse is made up of the prefix meta, meaning beyond, and the stem verse, a back formation of universe. And the term is typically used to describe the concept of future iteration of the internet, made up of persistent, shared 3D virtual spaces linked into a perceived virtual universe. That is how Wikipedia labels it. And the term itself was coined in the novel Snow Crash in 1992, but there's still an endless debate about what makes up the metaverse. What most people mean when they talk about the metaverse is a virtual space where you, together with others, can experience stuff, usually through some sort of glasses. A world beyond the physical world. An immersive experience that feels more real than our current digital everyday experiences. And one could argue that our Zoom meetings, for example, are happening in the metaverse. They're just not 3D meetings. And metaverse Puritans might hate me for this, but I think it holds somewhat true, given the definition above. I say this because we sometimes think of the metaverse as some big, new, and scary thing. It won't be. Why? Because technological changes happen incrementally. It's like a gradual, slow shift into the new. There won't be a grand opening of the metaverse one day. We will slowly but steadily move into this new reality. And look back on how we adopted mobile phone. It wasn't overnight. At first, they were big and clunky. You had them in a briefcase. Almost no one had them. They lasted for a couple of minutes. But through incremental upgrades, we now live more or less our lives through our mobile devices. It didn't happen overnight. It was a long but steady process that brought us here today. And looking back, we can see that certain events accelerated the development of the phone, such as the launch of the iPhone. And we will most likely see something similar when moving to the metaverse. Be on the lookout for this. Meta, for example, is hosting their 2022 Connect event, which is said to focus heavily on the metaverse. And that is just in a couple of weeks. So the metaverse is happening and it will impact us, and we must find ways to deal with it. What's cooking in the metaverse space then? Many applications are popping up around VR and AR, so virtual reality and augmented reality, with companies and individuals experimenting with ways to use them for training, recruitment, team building, and more. And my favorite one so far is Wonder. At the moment, it's specifically tailored to train people around diversity and inclusion. Everyone gets a headset and then experience what it's like to become the other gender. And here's how Wonder describes them themselves. Here, you become somebody with different skin color or gender. You then experience the world through their eyes. It's a great example of how VR can help train people and put them in situations that create experience-based learning, which is then followed up by a discussion of that experience. When talking to Daniel, one of the co-founders, he explained that when we created this experience, we wanted the grumpy old man in the corner to experience what it was like being a young black female first day at work, and then reflect back in a group on that experience. And this is new to many people. So it's an example where the technology and software have become cheap enough to be widely distributed. If you don't own a VR headset, Wonder will provide you with one. And this automatically increases engagement in training as well. People can't look at their phones. They must immerse themselves in the experience. It creates a much deeper and richer learning experience. I like Wonder because it addresses an area where many companies struggle to educate their employees. But there are a ton of examples of other VR trainings that are more specifically tied to an industry as well, or to a certain problem. For example, VR training for surgeons is showing really promising results. Volkswagen is training its assembly workers on new procedures, minimizing the risk of errors even before production starts. And it's also then significantly reducing the overall training cost, at least according to them and the company they work with. And you can see also links and cases around this if you go to the post on fullstackhr.io. Onboarding is another excellent opportunity for VR. United Rentals cut training time for new employees by 40% by moving their onboarding from in-person to VR. And Nationwide Insurances used VR to train claim adjusters and found it more effective than in-classroom training. And as training employees in new ways of working, for example, is becoming a critical competitive advantage for businesses, using VR could be an effective way to train new staff quickly and cheaply. And that's also why this is where we will see most innovation happen short term, in my view. The possibilities are almost endless, and companies that are now also distributed, having a hybrid workforce, will see the benefit of utilizing this technology to their advantage. If this trend continues, we will move more trainings to a VR environment, meaning that we, HR, will need to upskill our skills when creating trainings, because now there will be trainings for the metaverse. So if you want to future-proof your career, start practicing now. And by start practicing, I mean start practicing creating those kind of trainings. But don't blame me if you am wrong here. I'm just guessing, and I should always say that. If last year I said do nothing, monitor the space, I now say if you need to train people one way or another, look up how you could do it in VR. All results point towards that this is being an excellent way of doing it. And we might be bound for a recession. If you want to come out stronger on the other end, one way is to train and educate people. So there might not be a better time to do it than now. And if you do it in VR, it's cheaper and more effective. Let's talk meetings as well. You can't really talk about VR without talking about VR meetings. And last year, I advocated for meetings in the metaverse, believing we would all meet there sooner or later. Will we be willing to spend our days in a big warm headsets? And will we all look like Mark Zuckerberg's clunky avatar while doing so? Probably not. Even though I should add that Meta's new headset seems slicker than ever before and more lightweight than ever before. And that is to be announced. Keep an eye on that as well. While Facebook Horizon Workrooms and Infinite Office seek to replace your Zoom meetings with a sort of shiny Star Trek-esque experience, they still have a bit to go before we can reply our weekly meetings with a 30-minute virtual hangout. The picture I painted last year isn't necessarily wrong, but I think it's too far in the future to be relevant right now. You shouldn't focus on that at the moment. And what should you take away from that? Ignore the hype sort of around VR meetings. No, here's why I think you should have a lookout. Okay, what's happening in this space? Follow Facebook, follow Microsoft, see what they are doing, be open to new products in the space, but you don't have to jump into having all your meetings in VR, because I don't think we're quite there yet. There is potential here, potential to have your meetings in a virtual way, and I can also see the benefits you get from meeting in virtual reality. It's a similar experience to being present with others, but still, it's really important to take it for what it is as well. And this is not the first frontier I would jump into. What's the conclusion here then? Where will we land regarding HR and the metaverse? Well, the jury is still out. As mentioned initially in this text, my firm belief is that VR, AR, and the metaverse are things that will happen, but it will also take time. Technology shifts don't happen overnight. Instead, we've seen it slowly build up momentum over time. And that is what will happen with the metaverse as well. And eventually, it may become the common place to hop on a virtual meeting once or twice a month for a monthly review or planning session or so. And eventually, long term, you will wake up, put your headset, and go to work. But that is probably a bit later down the road. Right now, piggyback on the first frontiers of VR, such as training. Experiment within your context. See what works and what doesn't. Let one team try VR training and start small and scale slowly, and be ready to change course if you find something better. Read and listen to other people's experiences. As with the shift to a more mobile-based world, there will be a lot of hype, and you can only navigate the hype well if you are well-educated and well-informed. So make sure you stay up to date, hence reading Full Stack HR, for example. And remember, when it comes to innovation, most success stories start with one brave soul taking the first step towards something new, and you could be that one. That's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.